Das Sech Rochom, Perk Revi. Kolechon Margish is a hecker of Liskaber Aloatsus Atibis. Kacheris will talk in Kolavoida, Philo Kiam, which is Ikrius Nifko. If you don't overcome your natural Atlas, you know, basic mitzvahs that you must do are going to become going to be problematic. So if we're grappling with the fight with Atlas, the average person understands both logically and emotionally understands I need to overcome my laziness if I want to be successful in doing this properly. There's too much to do which Atlas is going to hold you back. To tell you that I understand that you have to overcome a desire for Tanugei Haguf that we don't recognize. Okay. Olam. The real goal of Torah is to build us and bring us into a world of ruchness. It's not, you know, ideologies. The point is that we need to develop that we somewhat live in a different world. Mitzias ruchnis, like Pachas Hashem, Mitzias Oyel Magashmi. We're going to create we're going to move into the reality of ruchnis, which is not any less real than the reality of a physical world. We get all the Hanukkah Oyavai Yesh, which is Sam Amalde. The Oyavai live in a real world, in a world of Yesh, a world which exists. It's not visible. But the path of it, Chazal have explained to us, and if we follow that path, we will get there. Just a very crude example. I think it's Ramchal. I'm trying to remember where it is. He talks about this. He says that a time of Gashmi, because it's physical, is limited. For example, a person eats a meal. Very, 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 very pleasant, pleasurable, enjoyable, delectable, delicious food. The halakha of eating the food lasts from the time the food goes into your mouth till you swallow. That's it. So you can keep your mouth for longer, you can savor the taste, etc. When you swallow, that pleasure is ended. There's a new pleasure. You like having your stomach full. That ends when your stomach empties out. So the pleasure of a meal at the end of the day lasts for the pleasure of eating lasts for 3 seconds. The pleasure of having had a meal lasts for an hour or two. Maybe a large meal lasts for 3 or 4 hours.
Cows eat all day.
Well, they keep eating. So some people, because of the fat that it's very limited, understand that you don't have to keep eating to enjoy yourself. Right? A person can maybe savor the memory of a meal, right? But let's say a person goes out of their way, puts himself out, and helps somebody else out. And helps somebody out in a real way. So he gets nothing physical out of it. But the pleasure of helping somebody, he can feel a pleasure. He can feel mamash oinig ruchni, a spiritual oinig of helping somebody. That can last a very long time. Now, so you see, we have a little bit of a glimpse of this concept that there is an oinig which is totally ruchni. Now, what he's going to say is, the more we focus on physical pleasures, the more we become, the less we're a connoisseur of the spiritual pleasures. Less we taste that. And for a person to truly be able to be a connoisseur of the spiritual pleasures, we have to stop focusing on the physical pleasures. Just because it's a rabbi, so I confess it's voice of the Malabomer, Gabuy, you do the Fenecho, so the Nasim and the Mazak, Etzok Tanashul. Okay? So his last statement before he was nifter is, I've got nothing out of this world, even my littlest fingers were. Why was it his last thought? Because now he's going into a new world, and that new world there's no physical pleasures. All the pleasures are ruchen. So Hechate said that you have the credentials to come to join this world. I do, because I've made that my reality in this world. He's very careful with that kayak on the person of Hanoa to use it for things which are transferable to the world to come. If you've made the Gusha Noah physical, you've limited your ability to accept the pleasurable Hanoa, the pleasure of the Ruchnis of Ziva Elyon, the Son of Hashem, the Hanus of Ziva Shkinos. Okay. Without having in some way developed your chush hanoa of ruchni. So I once heard from Shoma Rav de Zatzal, he said, it's a real bona fide Beinoni, it's a person who has a gnaw from a geshmaka shtickle tenero and a geshmaka shtickle cake. Right? That's the Beinoni. You know, we said, what's the Beinoni? This person's balanced. So I don't know, you know, what's the balance? The balance is that, you know, you're in both worlds. So the tzaddik is that, you know, I give them a time was, you know, saying, you know, we were sitting by him Friday night. We're learning whatever we're learning. And the Rebbe served cake. That was part of the Friday night, it was called Vod. You would have the Shivas, you know, they would come, they would learn something, they would sing a Negan, and the Rebbe would serve something to eat, etc. So the guy's, one of the guy's eyes lit up the Rebbe's cake, you know. It was good cake, you know, whatever it was. Chocolate cake, I think. So she was, cake is geschmack? Teer is geschmack! We can essen a Mishnah! Elu, Mitchish, Shaloi, Elu, Chayiv, Lachmus, Achmus, geschmack! Like he possibly couldn't understand, like, why would you think cake is geschmack? A mish is geschmack. Like, what idiot thinks cake is geschmack? Right? So that's why I said, okay, Vitzlika Beinoni enjoys the cake and enjoys the mishnah also. And there's certain people who enjoy the mishnah, not the cake. There's certain people who enjoy the cake and not the mishnah. You know? So I got rid of Rashiva's, I pegged him, you know. I'm not in that peg, you know. Like, you know. So I once gave the shmooze Friday night by the Suda. You know, talking about the importance of this, etc. And then my wife served kakash cake. One guy said, Rebbe, it's not fair. It's just not fair. You can't do this. I said, well, I do. He said, you made us feel guilty about enjoying the kakash cake. Oh, yeah.
That's good cake.
So, especially when it's fresh, you know. Like, you know. Okay, now, so what is he saying? His point that he's saying is, if I haven't developed in this world this chush, or I haven't at least guarded it, then it shouldn't become physified, if there's such a word, right? Physicalized, there's no such word, anyway, but yeah, we'll make it up. So, it's not going to work on Lamau. Number one. Paragraph number two. You can't really enjoy learning Torah if you're focusing on enjoying physical pleasures. Toysis over there in that Gemara Iksubis. The Mark Subas over there about Rebbe, Toysis quotes this Chazal. So Toysis had this Chazal somewhere. Okay. Willow Rock Matara. So Torah understand that the Yisod of Torah is Torah Batsem. Yisod is a Din Hanor. He said before, Baharav Law, is the Sosko Bafina. Torah has to be learned with an Arabis, with a Geshmak. They said, what's the law? Because the word Arab means to mix. The Torah is only going to mix into our being, become absorbed into the being, join in, become part of us when we find it enjoyable. That which you find enjoyable becomes part of our being. So I learned Torah, I learned many terms about the Torah. But I don't enjoy learning Torah. So there's me and there's Torah. And I might know a lot of Torah. The Torah should become part of my being is only when I enjoy it. Well, I can't enjoy Torah if I'm busy enjoying other things. Now, V'loy Rak B'Torah. Elagam B'Tfilah. So now we'll take it. Zatar Ben Yoyna. Sarshit and Ein of Lamala. Right? So Chazal say that you have to put Ein of Lamala. What does it mean? You should remove all of them. Take off your body.
So our tefillah shouldn't be about Tzar HaYagufa.
What?
And probably our tefillah wouldn't have anything about Tzar HaYagufa in it, I imagine, after that.
Well, it's a valid question. Let's finish this, the paragraph, and maybe we'll have an answer to it. Gam tefila, but you start out what it is. It's kinesi l'sech malam ruchni shal kedusha olyan. Tefila is an act of standing in the kadosh kadosh. Now we can probably intuit that if you walked in the kadosh kadosh, you shouldn't be thinking about, you know, what you're having for the ois fast after Yom Kippur. Napshat, you know, it's a pasnish. There's nothing that's not a pasnish. You're not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. You're thinking about what the Ois Fast is. We're having, you know, I remember the year that Reb Aaron decided to really push the Matzei Yom Kippur suit. It was one year a Hebrew guys got together and decided to go out to some restaurant for Matzei Yom Kippur. Or they ordered in, whatever it was. This is way back when. And Iran was like just appalled. Like, how could the Matzei Yom Kippur be focusing on ordering food from whatever?
They're in the restaurants here, it's open.
No, you got from Baltimore, they shut the board, but it was like a sugar. Like, the whole thing was like the Hagufa.
Right.
You know, he said, if you tasted the flavor of Yom Kippur, you can't do it with Yom Kippur. So that's when he started the idea of the Matzei Yom Kippur Suda. Because for him in those days, he was flying back to Eretz Yisrael. So he was flying out the next morning back to Eretz Yisrael, especially when Yom Kippur was on a Wednesday, like this year. Like, you know, if he didn't leave Thursday morning, he wouldn't get home until before Shabbat, and then Shabbat's, it's Erev Yom Tov. He had to leave home the next morning. And so we didn't think about Yom Kippur Suda. I think it it was either the year before I came or it was the year that I came. I forget which one it was. So a person, the act of tefillah is an act of walking in the Kodesh Kodesh. The Rebbe Yonah says in a different piece over there, he says, So the Lashon Vayter is until you reach a level of Kilo Lashon of his Pashas the Gashmias. It's carved in a vul, he says. Tefillah doesn't have to be carved in a vul. You're standing, Mamash, in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you stand in the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the only way you're going to feel that the kurva to Kodesh Baruch Hu is you don't feel the kurva to Kodesh Baruch Hu with your body. Your body, that's not what it's focused on. Now, when I come there, I understand b'seicho that part of the reason why the Russian allowed me to come was to address my needs. And I have needs. You know, I have needs, I have to take care of them, I will support myself, etc. But yes, theoretically, they shouldn't, the burning need for them will be somewhat diminished while I'm standing there. I understand the Russian will allow me to come into the Kaddish Kadashim. So what is the Kaddish Kadashim and Kaddish Kadashim? That it should be a rainy year, that the people in Sharon shouldn't have mudslides and be buried alive in their houses. Very, very basic needs. Right? That's all we thought about in the Kodesh Kodesh. The Ramchal writes in one of his, Kabbalah Svarim, says that part of Kahuna, every day, the Kargol needs to be able to machab and when he shechted to connect all of the Yehudim, which are correct for that Zman of the Hakrab at that point. That was part of Kuna was being able to do it on a Kabbalistic level also. You can imagine the Kaigodal, the Kodesh Kodashim, was doing a lot of brilliant, pretty holy stuff. He also needs to address the needs of Klal Yisrael. But over there was, the said, somebody else's gosh, this is my roof. But he wanted the Kodesh Kodashim and says, listen, Rosh Yichud, and by the way, I really love hamburgers. Can you give me a lot of hamburgers this year? It's a niche, I could say, this guy likes hamburgers, please help him have his hamburgers because I want to be maitzif to him. Okay, that's hatava. That's an act of ruchnius. Kobol, b'shifa, l'hanos, ka'alam, azel, yukhul, nishalos, al-dashal. The person whose kobol is shackled by the shifa, the desire for alam azel, can't make it into the Olam Ruchni. So it's if we wonder why tefillah is so difficult for us, so we say, it's a lack of bitachon, lack of amunah, recognizing that, I'm busy thinking what I have to take care of this, what happened to your bitachon? Talk to Kosh Baruch Hu, he'll take care of it. No, I'm going to take care of it. I'm thinking about that. I got to do this to that, right? Or I don't really believe in talking to Kosh Baruch Hu, sure, but lack of amunah. He says there's another problem. Is that we don't taste tefillah. I mean, theoretically, if a person would really be able to taste this, there can't be a more sublime moment in a person's life than being mamish karav l'shkina. It should be the most sublime moment. The Kangol was in the Kaddish Kadashim. We say Marakai, he came out with this glow in his face, like a glow of ruchnius, like mamish, like kakal shakai, kaziv shakai, right? What he was thinking about, because the ability of the neshama to connect was so powerful that it shone through his face. So that's, he's saying that really what's Shemoneh Esrei, we get that, the Yerushalmi, when I was at Oval, so the Mashkiach in Beishrag and Muncie, his name was Marcus Schwab, it was Shimon Schwab's brother. It was only the tzaddik in Muncie, the name was Mamash Tzaddik. And that family did very well for themselves, you know. Rav Moshe Schwab was a mashgiach in Gate Zen, Rav Moshe Schwab was a mashgiach in Beit Shraga, and Rav Shimon Schwab was Rav Shimon Schwab, you know, three wonderful sons, three wonderful brothers. Right? So Rav Moshe Schwab showed me a Yerushalmi when I was down for the Elman. I was at Oval. I was there in Monte, and I down for like a week there in the yeshiva when I was that summer. You know, one of my few days, you down there. So he showed me Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the act of the Chazaras Hashatz is the Pshat of Kleisel Davin's Tefillahs. The Tefillahs need to be nichnas into Kaddish Kedoshim. And the Chazaras Hashatz of the Shatz is equivalent to the Kohen Gadol being marked as the Tefillahs of Kleisel Lifnayim Lifnayim. That's what Chazaras Hashatz is. It's not Stam, you know, guy reading words. You know, that's, you know, halach, you know, did it. Right? The reason I was machmir never to do Kedusha, you must have Kedusha Shatz, because you can't be machmir just tefillahs to Kedusha Baruch Hu without. So he's Pasha taking all the hills of Old Tzibur and bringing them into the Kedusha Kedusha, you might want to collect the Kohen Gadol, going, that's what Kedusha Shatz is in 5 minutes or less. You know, anyway. What? 5 minutes is a lot, I know.
Responsibility, Bishlet Tzibur.
It's very responsibility, Bishlet Tzibur. But, you know, he dehaired, it's Mamash, you can't go going into the Liflaim, Liflaim. So a person should come out of a Chazar, you know, Shmonasri, Chazar Shashatz.
Every Shmonasri, the person's supposed to walk.
Right. So he's saying this, like, your Mamash, like, you know, all the tools of all of the Tzibur are now going to be completed and brought into Liflaim, Liflaim. Right? But the Rebbeinu Yonah is saying every tefillah your mama's standing in Shemai. You're being mispashit your body off your goof.
Right? Schwab and his peers on tefillah learns up in his Akdama, and he says he learns that all the parts of tefillah are connected to the parts of the English. So the person's walking until he gets to the
Knesset. Correct. It's a Kabbalistic concept.
Right. So until he's finding the Kesh Kedoshim during
the Shemai. Right. So here we are, but, you know, I can't taste the flavor of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So when I walk in the Kodesh Kedoshim, maybe I could, you know, we would like to believe that the person could taste it. The reason why some kind of Gadol didn't make it, right, is because they were so Megushim in Bayis Sheni, the person, they didn't fit there. Right? I once heard from my Rebbe, who says that that Chazal said one pshat that none of the Vio died because they're Balei Gaiva. So what's the pshat of Balei Gaiva? The Mor says in Sotah, the Mor says the person of Balei Gaiva, the person says in Yibu Hu Yichol Mudim Bar Lamed. You can't live in the same world. The reason why. So what happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a word like sort of like shrinks away and lets him stand in his own world. The person says, listen, I'm a big Mavater. You want to be Balei Gaiva? Fine. That's your spot, not mine. I'll leave. The person says in Kadosh Kedoshim, excuse me, this is my spot. Ain't room for two of us, and I'm not leaving. That was why that shot went another new winner. You know, whatever that means, you know, but that was the point. The point was that you come in there, you don't fit. The guys in the Magushim didn't fit. You can't exist in that world. So that was it. That was the end of the experience. Right? There's one Kohen Gadol in the end of Bayin Shedi who wasn't a Kohen. They paid money to the Melech and they made him a Kohen. He wasn't, I mean, Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't a Kohen.
And he died?
I don't know whether he died or not. Yosefus says that one of them, you know, he points out one of the Kohen there, you know, wasn't even a Kohen. I mean, you have to picture it, you know.
Before the Korban?
You know, there was the Bayis Sheni, there were 420 years. There was more than 350 Kohanim Gadolim. Shimon HaTzadik was the first Kohen. He lived for 40 years. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for 80 years.
That's really more than.
Right. Then Yishmael ben Fiavi was a Kohen Gadol for a period of time, also a long period of time. So the remaining 346 covered a span of about 250 years. So most of them didn't even make it through the year.
You already went over Shulah Tzadik plus the Yechon Kvei Gadol is already 120. So it has to be cooking.
Saying, right.
I don't know the Cheshvan is.
Okay. Saying that most Kohanim Gadol didn't make it through the year even. You'd have multiple Kohanim in 1 year. Like, it wasn't an easy job. So that's what tefillah is supposed to look like. So we push. You know, imagine if that would tefillah would taste like. So you'd have our problem would be people wouldn't be able to go to work. Right? Who would be able? Took an hour for tefillah because Pasha they said to me, because they couldn't tear themselves away from davening. Like, you know, it's like it was such a tam ruchni that they couldn't leave. Okay.